This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وإمامنا وحبيبنا أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. I praise Allah Almighty and I send prayers and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his noble family, righteous companions and all those that follow them with right guidance until the day of judgment. Ameen. Glory be to you, O Allah, no knowledge have we except that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always give us the ability and the enjoyment of worshipping Him and going after His pleasure. We continue the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. And last time we didn't have the chance to finish the ayah. The ayah goes, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. We mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning those who have been given the book. And then He said, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. They recite it, it's true recital or recitation. And we talked quite a bit about يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. And as much as we talk, it is not enough, to be honest. And one of the things that I want to mention is that the Prophet ﷺ actually mentioned a specific phrase when talking about some people whose Quran will not be accepted. So he said, لا يجاوز تراقيهم. لا يجاوز تراقيهم. It will not go beyond, their Quranic recitation will not go beyond their clavicle. And you can understand it as the general area of the throat. It will not go beyond. So they are reciting, but it will not go beyond this area. Very dangerous and very scary expression. And this was in reference to the Khawarij. لا يجاوزوا تراقيهم. Though they might recite so much Quran, more than you and me, and we would look down upon ourselves when we look at our recitation compared to theirs, but because of their extremism, because of their very extreme bid'ah and bid'ahs, Allah will not accept their Quranic recitation. It will not go beyond this area. And subhanAllah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used the same expression for others as well, whom he saw as people who are reciting the Quran in the same way we mentioned last time, those who are drinking the Quran as they drink milk, but then there is no implementation of it, there is no following of the precepts and rules of the Quran. He used the same expression, لا يجاوز تراقيهم. It will not go beyond their clavicle or their throat, subhanAllah. So it's very dangerous. We are not here to drink the Quran as we drink water or we drink milk. We are not here to recite it or read it as if it is poetry. Of course, people don't really read poetry nowadays. People read articles, newspaper articles, even newspapers are gone, subhanAllah. It's social media. Don't read the Quran like you're reading some post on Instagram or Twitter. Oh, it's not Twitter anymore, X or Facebook or whatever it is. This is Quran, brothers and sisters. This is Quran. We don't read it like we read everything else. There's a proper way to read it. And then of course there is the ultimate يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِي, which we said the ulama of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een were all in consensus that this is to follow it correctly, to follow it to the letter. To follow it to the letter. Not just to recite the letter. And this is another problem. Because there will be those who perfect the recitation to the letter. And that is what tajweed is. to give each letter of the Quran its due right. But there's a severe problem if you give every letter its right and then you completely neglect the ayah and what it means and the following of it, the implementation of what you are reciting. There will be those. That's why scholars were talking about how maybe in the past there weren't that many of the Qurra, but there were fuqaha. There were scholars with knowledge who implemented. That's why we mentioned Abdullah ibn Umar, Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami, talking about what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an jami' said, that they would learn the Quran over a long period of time because they wanted to take whatever knowledge there was and implement it before they move on. Muslim ibn Mikhraq comes to Aisha radiyallahu anha and he says that there are some people who recite the whole Quran once or twice in one night. So she said, أُولَٰئِكَ قَرَأُوا وَلَمْ يَقْرَأُوا. Those are people who recited, but they did not recite. Because يَتْلُونَ وَحَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. They didn't recite properly. Yes, we are in Ramadan. We are in the time where we try to recite as much as possible. But this is not to be done throughout the year. This is not what the Quran was revealed for. And Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is saying they have recited, but they have not truly recited. قَرَأُوا وَلَمْ يَقْرَأُوا. There's a proper recitation. And then she mentioned the recitation of the Prophet ﷺ, where he read a lot, by the way. He read a lot, but it was slow and deliberate. She mentions he read Al-Baqarah, Al-Nisa, and Ali Imran. But every time he passed by a verse that mentioned Jannah, he would ask Allah of His mercy. And if he passed by a verse where there was mention of punishment, he would seek refuge in his punishment. So it's a more slow and deliberate recitation. So she said, they recited, but they have not recited. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. This is the true recitation. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those are the ones who truly believe in it. Well, possibly it. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. بِهِ, Arabic speakers. It's a pronoun. Those are the ones who believe possibly in it, and it would be a reference to the Quran. Oh, uh-oh. So الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِي أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. The book, those who were given the book, they recited its true recitation. Those indeed are the ones who believe in it, in that book that was given to them. This is the opinion of Imam al-Tabari and many scholars of tafsir. Ibn Kathir differs, and so do others. They said, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those are the ones who believe in him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those are the ones who believe in the Prophet ﷺ, and those who disbelieve in him, those are indeed the losers. وَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Different opinions. Abu Hayyan, famous scholar of tafsir and linguist, mentions an important rule here that we should keep in mind. And that is that if the pronouns there that we are mentioning, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ, if those pronouns can refer to the same thing mentioned in the ayah, and it is a proper meaning, and an acceptable one, then it is more proper to give priority to that opinion, that the pronouns still refer to the same thing all along. There is that harmony, rather than to come up with something different, because there is no mention of the Prophet ﷺ in the ayah. Right? الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتِلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. So it is more proper to keep those pronouns referring to the same thing mentioned in the ayah, which is al-kitab, the book that they were given, being the Torah and the Injil. Right? Is it a proper meaning? Yes, why not? أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. This is a clear reference to those from Bani Israel who accepted, who first recited their books, the proper recitation, and thus followed it, and followed what is mentioned in it of the final Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the importance of following him. And that's why Imam al-Tabari mentions the references to the book, but it is a reference to the fact that they are to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they did. Those are the ones who believed in Islam, who believed in the Prophet alayhi salam, and who followed him. Because they recited their book, it's true recital. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And those who disbelieve in it, their books, they are indeed the losers. Of course, at the time. وَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those who truly followed their books and believed in it, ultimately believed in the final book, the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, as the brother also mentioned, some scholars may have tried to understand also that this is a reference to the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those indeed believe in it, in the Quran, because this is the book that has now taken over, right, and abrogated all other books. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And it is the ultimate loss to disbelieve in the Qur'an, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the ayat go back to very similar phrasing that we read before. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. We are coming to the end of a section, brothers and sisters. We have finished a whole section. It started out with يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, immediately after mentioning Adam alayhi salam and the Khilafah and those verses. And then he comes to يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. Right? From there, he is addressing Bani Israel. He's addressing them directly. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And now we are coming to the conclusion of this section, where he is concluding with the same thing that it was begun with. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. We mentioned before, we talked a lot about Ya Bani Israel and these verses. We won't repeat everything, but maybe just a quick reminder to refresh ourselves. Ya Bani Israel, he is addressing them as Ya Bani Israel. Who is Israel? Yaqub alayhi salam, barakallahu fiqh. Then why is he also called Israel?
One of his names,
possibly. And we said that rather, it seems more like an honorific title. His name is Ya'qub, it didn't change. We do not take the opinion of the Jews or the Christians who say that his name changed to Israel. No. It's more like an honorific title that is a reference to his dedication and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah addresses them with this beautiful address, reminding them that you are the children of this great Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya'qub, Israel, the servant of Allah, who devoted himself to Allah. Be like him,
Be like your ancestor. Unfortunately, this word has become the most repulsive word today when you say Israel, because of the crimes of the terrorists, because of all of the terrorism that the Zionists are perpetrating against our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Otherwise, this is Israel. This is Yaqub alayhi salam. This is a great name. They have bloodied this name, subhanallah. And they have not followed Israel. I wish they followed Israel alayhi salam. Yaqub, ya bani Israel, udhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Remember my blessing that I have blessed you with. Wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. And then I have favored you over the worlds. Who are the worlds? The people at their time. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored them. This does not continue until now. This is part of the problem that they have, the misconception. You are not the blessed people or the favorites of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore when you have committed all of these crimes and you have thrown the book behind your back and you have not committed to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not chosen anymore. You were then when you were following, when you were doing yatlunahu haqqa tilawati, and you were following and implementing your book, then you were chosen. Yes. اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. This whole section that we have been covering, so many blessings, yes brother, that Allah gave to Bani Israel. Can you mention some of them to me? We have been doing this for many, many months now. It's all talking about that, the blessings He gave them. Al-man wa salwa. What else? Help me out here. I'm tired. of course, saving them from Fir'aun and splitting the ocean for them. Allahu Akbar. What else? Bringing them back from the dead. You forgot, brother, you were there. You have attended all the classes, mashallah. As you see, we forget. He was shocked. They came back from the dead, yes. Remember? Because they asked to see Allah directly. So Allah destroyed them, then brought them back to life. Subhanak ya Rabb. And this is one of the things they mentioned when Musa alayhi salam was telling them, what's wrong with you? Why do you not obey? One of the things they said was, we were dead and now we came back to life. Subhanak ya Rabb. The obstinacy, stubbornness. Another great blessing, right? One blessing after another, Allah blessed them. Allah made the prophets from amongst them, from Bani Israel. He made them kings. They were a great people when they followed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. And then he said, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجَزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Again, the similar ayah about fearing a day, the day of judgment, where no soul shall avail another. No person can help another. Everyone is alone. That's why the Prophet ﷺ was telling his relatives, save yourselves, I cannot help you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجَزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. But then he said, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. The Hafaz, we have Hafaz here, people who have memorized the Quran, definitely you would have stopped here, right? Because the first one, same exact ayah, except for this difference. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجَزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً. Right? وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. So in the first one, that the shafa'ah, the intercession, will not be accepted from anyone. Nor will any ransom be accepted or taken. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. and they will not be in any way helped. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Here, the opposite. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. No ransom will be accepted. وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And no intercession will benefit anyone then. So why is it in reverse? Any ideas? Possibilities? I don't know if I mentioned it there or I said we'll wait until we get to the next one. In the first one, he said, I think I mentioned it briefly, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. When you are in that situation, even in this world, someone is being tried, someone is accused of a crime, and they might be innocent. And how many innocents have been convicted and punished and they are innocents? There's no justice in this dunya. Justice is Yawm al-Qiyamah. He said, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً. If we look at the order of things, the order of the appeals, if you will, the first thing that will happen usually is some kind of shafa'ah, some kind of intercession by someone maybe influential, or maybe just argumentation. A lawyer to defend this person. This person is innocent. So the first thing will be a defense. He says, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. Finally, if nothing works after all of that, no intercession, no lawyer, no defense, then we can talk about a ransom. وَلَا يُخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. A ransom. And you see this in today's world as well. Now, in the second iteration of the ayah, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. Abu Hayyan posits that people do it different ways. Some people may start with the ransom, others may start with the shafa'ah or the defense. And therefore, the Quran mentioned both types. Another possibility, he says, is that he started with the shafa'ah because it is more suitable for people with honor. They would not like to immediately go to the issue of the ransom, to use money. So they will defend, maybe they'll use some kind of intercession. And then if that doesn't work, then you will go to a ransom. Maybe we can think about it as a continuation. There he said, لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. And now he's coming and he's starting with عَدْل as if it's a continuation. شَفَاعَةً عَدْل شَفَاعَةً. So maybe, in some cases, you tried the defense, you tried the intercession, it didn't work. Okay, accept a ransom from us. It didn't work. So maybe you go back to shafa'ah. Please, for Allah, this is so and so. Try the shafa'ah. Nothing will be accepted. وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةً وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And then he starts with what seems to be a new section. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. We will see inshallah next time why and how the transition is going to be made from Ya Bani Israel and all of the stories of Bani Israel and the history of Bani Israel to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.